Saudi Arabia's crown prince and defense minister has begun a high-profile visit to France with yet another major arms deal topping the agenda. The trip comes the day after Syrian President Bashar al-Assad criticized French President François Hollande for refusing to work with Damascus to fight the militant group, the Islamic State, in Iraq and the Levant.
How is it that they only become terrorists when they cross the border into Iraq, but France calls them freedom fighters in Syria? I don't know how France can defend such a position, but we see the same contradictions in the speeches of Barack Obama.
France recently admitted that it has been secretly arming the Syrian militants for months. Combined with their increasingly close ties with Saudi Arabia, many wonder if France is actually for or against groups like ISIL and their backers.
For years, France has closed its eyes to the fact that Saudi Arabia and Qatar finance and arm groups like ISIL. Even the Israelis have been more prudent than France in recognizing the level of Salafist militants in the anti-Assad opposition.
Saudi Arabia is expected to purchase 2.3 billion euros worth of French arms and once again send them to Lebanon. Many fear that these French weapons will continue to find their way into the hands of ISIL fighters and terrorize the area, just as France's illegal arms drops in Libya have done in the Sahel region. France has become Saudi Arabia's biggest arms dealer and political supporter in Europe. But by allying so closely with Riyadh, people are increasingly holding France accountable for the success of militant groups in the Middle East and Africa. Ramin Mazahiri, Press TV, Paris.